At the China Sourcing Electronics Fair in Hong Kong this month, buyers from all over the world check out Chinese products, from antennas to video game consoles. If they like what they see here, buyers will have to pay more than they did a year ago. One sales manager says it is hard to make a living nowadays as an exporter. Ms. Tang works for a company that makes remote controls in Shenzhen in southern China.
The cost of the finished products is increasing. Our profit becoming smaller and smaller.
A triple whammy is hitting Chinese manufacturers. Rising costs, a strengthening Chinese currency, and a tightening credit market. The Federation of Hong Kong Industries predicts that rising costs will force as many as 14,000 Hong Kong-run factories in southern China to shut down this year. A similar number could close next year. The Federation says operating costs have gone up more than 20%. Labor rose more than 20%, in part because of a new law that makes it harder for companies to hire temporary workers and requires factory owners to pay benefits. Pansy Yao is the deputy chief economist of the Hong Kong Trade Development Council.
Some toy manufacturers, they told me that the profit margin is as low as 5%, is already very good. And now we talk about the so many cost increase and the renminbi appreciate against the US dollar already 15%. So how can they survive?
All this is happening as China's main customer, the United States, is on the verge of a recession, and demand for Chinese exports is expected to decline. Last week, the dollar fell below 7 yuan, the lowest since China ended the yuan's peg to the dollar in 2005. This makes Chinese exports more expensive for U.S. consumers. The United States and other countries have consistently called on Beijing to let the yuan appreciate and say China's managed exchange rate contributes to their large trade deficits with the country. Exporters also face high interest rates and a tight credit market because of government efforts to cut inflation and slow China's galloping economy. David Kiang is vice president of Shenzhen Ping An Bank. He says new limits on bank lending have forced some companies to borrow from underground moneylenders, who charge 3% interest a month or 40% a year. He says that hurts smaller companies.
What kind of industry can afford 40% of interest rate? Very few. So if this scenario were to continue for significantly longer, I think something has to break. And it's unfortunate it is not the state-owned enterprises that are under pressure, but they can always turn to big banks for support. But the SME, the small, medium-sized company, is going to get squeezed.
Though exporters are raising prices, they say they cannot charge too much for fear of losing business. A survey of more than 300 exporters by trade show organizer Global Sources showed most will keep increases at 5% or below. A sales representative of a company that makes machine switches says buyers are balking at higher price tags.
We can just raise our price a little. Though the material is expensive, though the worker is expensive, but we should have more business. So the price of ours cannot just rise at the same level.
Yao at the Hong Kong Trade Development Council says companies will have to move toward making more expensive goods and automate their factories if they want to survive. But some foreign factory owners in China have already thrown in the towel, moving to Vietnam. Kiang says the situation could create more problems for the Chinese government.
So if these people are moving along to some other places, I think the unemployment problem will be a lot more acute. The Chinese government, on one hand, should be very concerned about inflation and protecting the labor forces, etc. But at the same time, they have to do it in a way, in the speed of the implementation, such that they should allow these manufacturing companies to have time to adjust. Otherwise, it could create some dislocation.
Economists say China faces a tough balancing act. It has been letting the yuan appreciate and cutting lending to control inflation, because rapidly rising prices could bring protesters to the streets. On the other hand, China needs to avoid squeezing exporters too hard, because they provide crucial jobs in a country with tens of millions of unemployed workers. Heather Barron for VOA News, Hong Kong.